The hurricane has now weakened to a tropical storm, but it has still brought incredibly strong winds, torrential rain and life-threatening conditions to southern parts of the East Coast. People in some parts of Florida had been warned in advance to evacuate, but still some people needed to be rescued from the flooding, including some who were trapped inside their homes by rising waters. There are now fears that for the millions left without power, it could take days, perhaps even weeks, to restore their supply.